You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Labor has announced its first major policy in over 6 months, a proposal to cap public transport costs at $20 per week in major centres and $10 a week elsewhere. The party says the policy would help with the cost of living and make public transport more accessible. The announcement comes after the coalition government removed several public transport subsidies introduced under Labor, including half-priced fares for young people and free fares for children. Alongside the fare cap, Labor has already announced a targeted capital gains tax to fund 3 free GP visits a year and a proposed future fund aimed at investing in infrastructure and innovative Kiwi businesses. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, News Director Castor spoke with Shannon Halbert about these policies.
So Labor has announced this policy to cap public transport costs at $20 a week in major centres and $10 elsewhere. For listeners who maybe haven't followed the announcement or haven't heard about it yet, what exactly would this policy do and what's the Labor Party's goal in introducing it?
Yeah, with Labor's policy, people will be able to get where they're going for less. We're focused on a cost of living response for this particular policy and we'll continue to roll those out. For public transport users here in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland and Wellington and Christchurch, they will receive a fare cap of no more than $20 per week to use public transport, and that includes trains, it includes buses, and for those in my electorate in Northcote, it also includes the Northcote Ferry and Birkenhead Ferry. So it's a real win-win for our city. It enables people to use public transport for less, but also enables people to use public transport overall, reduce congestion and get to where they're going to faster and easier.
Some of our public transport services, particularly in Auckland, have struggled with higher numbers, particularly at the start of the fuel crisis. Is there a worry that decreasing the cost could increase demand and maybe necessitate upgrades to some of our public transport services?
Auckland Transport's done a good job of getting transport patronage up to close to where it was pre-COVID, over on the North Shore and Northcote. We're the second highest user of public transport across Auckland, and we have a very reliable service going into the city and beyond. So ATs are able to respond to that demand, but most of all at the moment it's about enabling cost of living relief for everyday users, whether you're a student going to university, whether you're a working person that goes to the city, that the most they'll pay every single week is $20 to use public transport here in Auckland.
And how is Labor paying for this policy?
Well, that will come out of the existing National Land Transport Fund. It's less than 1% of the overall fund. We know that there was cuts under this government to that fund under the National Government. But it's important that over time we are increasing our investment in public transport. But as I said, less than 1% of the overall National Land Transport Fund will go to funding this particular policy. It's a good use of taxpayer money, it's making things cheaper for people, and it's enabling our transport system overall.
And this is Labor's first new policy announcement in over 6 months. Looking across the policies that we've seen announced thus far, and obviously you can't tell us what the upcoming policy announcements might be, but thinking about that general vision behind them, what's Labor's broader approach to this year's election? What are the messages that they're trying to get across?
Labor's focused on a more affordable New Zealand. That means that our vision and focus will be on jobs, health, homes, and real action on the cost of living. We have previously announced the 3 free GP visits for every single person in our country. That will make it cheaper to go to the doctors. Some people have been facing up to $100 in order to see their local GP. So there'll be some savings there for them. But it'll also take the pressure off our emergency departments. We know that if people go to the doctor in advance, that they're less likely to end up in ED. That's important. Primary healthcare is an important part of our health system and we want to enable people to access that.
These policies have seen some criticism from opposition parties for increasing demand for these services by reducing cost without also announcing policies to improve or make more resilient the supply. Is that something that Labor's also looking into, more investments in our public transport services, more investments in our health sector to ensure that the sector can respond to this increase in demand?
The Labor Party is focused on real action on the cost of living, and we will see attacks from the National Party because they promise two things. They promise to fix the economy and they promise to provide cost of living relief to all New Zealanders. They've failed on both accounts, and so it's our job to come up as an effective opposition and a future government to make sure that we are able to inform New Zealanders that cost of living relief is available. And it's political choices that enable such relief.
And the government has also criticised this policy for just simply being a new tax, right? These GP visits are going to be funded through a capital gains tax. What does Labor have to say about that? You know, the introduction of a new tax, is this something that the public should see as bad, or what should the reaction be, in your view?
Well, the capital gains tax introduced by Labor will only affect 1 in 10 New Zealanders. People, it's a targeted capital gains tax. It doesn't affect your family home. And so it's unlikely that most New Zealanders will even interact with the capital gains tax. What's important here is that every dollar that was raised by capital gains tax will be invested back into our health system. That's how we're paying for the three free GP visits. That's how we enable New Zealanders to go to the doctor when they need to. And that's how we take pressure off our health system overall.
And critics on the other side have pointed out that Labor ruled out a capital gains tax last election, and even this capital gains tax seems a lot more restrained when you compare it to some of the taxes we've seen overseas. What's changed between then and now, and could we see a capital gains tax developed further to mirror some of those models that we see in other countries?
Well, I think a lot's changed in the last 3 years. As we have come out of COVID and the economy, in fact, under Christopher Luxon and the National Party, has got worse. People had hoped for a better outcome. They haven't received that. And so it's our job to put up new policies, new opportunities, different ways of doing things so that people can see an alternative pathway forward from the reality of the National-led government at the moment. People want a bit of hope. They desperately want relief from cost of living. They're challenged by that. And so that's what we're focused on this election: jobs, health, homes, and real action on the cost of living.
Labor's also proposed a future fund, which it says would invest in infrastructure and innovate New Zealand businesses. And innovative New Zealand businesses. What is the problem that the fund is designed to solve right now?
Well, we want to make sure that the funds that we do have is used to build productivity and innovation in New Zealand. As I said, that we're focused on enabling our economy for it to be more productive, to grow the number of jobs that are available to New Zealanders. We've seen some of the worst unemployment that we've seen in over a decade in this country, particularly impacting young people. So the investment fund is really about enabling growth, enabling productivity, supporting businesses, and doing better with the money that we have available, investing it properly and growing that fund.
And you mentioned unemployment there. A lot of the jobs that are opening up right now, even if they are jobs that would typically be made available for young people, have got very high requirements for qualifications, and employers are often looking for skilled workers because there's such a high unemployed population that there are these opportunities for employers. How can we be confident that these jobs that would be created through the Future Fund would be able to go to young people in Aotearoa?
Well, Labor's track record says that we had the lowest unemployment that we had in a very long time during the COVID response. We chose to invest in livelihoods and in jobs, and we saw that the unemployment number drop as a result. That's not what this government has done. They've pulled the rug out from under New Zealanders. They've cancelled jobs. That includes in the public service. And so we want to get that going again, and that's our focus: jobs, health, homes, and real action on the cost of living.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert speaking to News Director Kester about the party's new $20 fare cap policy and how it fits into their broader election plan.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.